Do not accuse, adjust.
You must know how to adjust at home. If you go home late from satsang, what will the wife say? You should keep eye on the time. Instead, why not go home a little early? Have you ever seen how a bullock is handled on the farm? When the bullock does not move, he's prodded with a long stick with a nail at the end. But if he keeps moving, he will not be hurt. What can the dumb beast do? Who can it complain to? If people were poked and prodded like this, others would come to their rescue. But to whom can the poor animal complain? Why does the husband suffer in this manner? It is because of his actions in his previous life. In his previous life, he had blamed and accused others. At that time, he was in a position of power, just like the man who prods the bull. Now, he is powerless. Therefore, he has to adjust without any complaints. In this life, do plus minus. That is, Dada Shri's terminology to settle past accounts. It is better not to complain about anyone at all. If you complain, you become the accuser and you will be accused. We do not want any part of this. If someone insults you, accept it. Credit it to your karmic account. How do you feel about this? Is it good to be an accuser? Why not just adjust from the beginning?
Remedy for saying something wrong.
Adjustment in daily life interactions is gnan. Adjust. If your attempt to adjust fails, then try again. For example, if you said something hurtful to a friend, really your speech is not under your control. But later on, you become aware of your mistake. Now, often you fail to go back and set things straight. When you realize your mistake, you should go to him and tell him, "Dear friend, please forgive me. What I said was wrong and hurtful." When you do this, it is called adjusting. Do you have any objection to this approach?
No, none whatsoever.
Adjust everywhere.
Dada, many times we have to adjust with two people at the same time, concerning the same matter. How can we deal with the situation all at once?
You can deal with both of them. Even if you had to adjust to seven people, you could still do it. You should agree to work things out between both the parties. Nothing is going to happen outside of vyavasthit. So don't create any conflicts. Adjustment is the key. With yes, there is liberation. Even if you say yes or agree to someone, nothing is going to happen outside the workings of vyavasthit. But if you say no or disagree or conflict with someone, then you will invite a lot of problems. If a husband and wife both make a firm commitment to adjust with each other, they will find a solution. If one is insistent, the other has to adjust by giving in. If you do not adjust, you can become insane. It is because you have harassed others that you have to endure so much anxiety. If you provoke a dog once, twice, or even thrice, he will still heed you. But if you keep annoying him, he will bite you. Even the dog will think of you as a bad person. This is worth understanding. Do not provoke anyone. Adjust everywhere. If you have learned the art of adjustment, you have found the path to eternal bliss. Adjustment taken is gnan. This will be your triumph. You will have to suffer whatever suffering comes your way. But if you learn how to adjust, you will not have any problems. You will settle your previous accounts. If you encounter a robber and you do not adjust, he will beat you up. Instead, you should simply adjust and get your work done by saying, Friend, what do you want? I'm on a pilgrimage and do not have a lot of money. In so doing, you have adjusted to him. You make a mistake if you criticize your wife's cooking. You must not do that. You are talking as if you have never made any mistakes. You must adjust with the person with whom you have made a commitment to spend your life. If you hurt anyone, how can you call it the religion of Lord Mahavir? No one in the home should be hurt. This is very important.
A home is a garden.
A man came to me saying, Dada, my wife is not behaving well. She is difficult to get along with. I asked him what his wife said about him. He replied, She says my husband has no sense. Why is he looking for justice for himself when he complains about his wife? He then went on to tell me that his home was ruined and his wife and children were spoilt. I told him that nothing was ruined and that he did not know how to look at the situation. I told him that he should learn to understand everyone at home and recognize his or her nature. Why is it so difficult to make adjustments? There are many people in your family, including your extended family. It is difficult to get along with them all. All human beings do not have the same nature. People's nature correlates to the current time cycle. In Satyug, that is, the time of truth, everyone lived in harmony. Even if 100 people lived under one roof, all of them would respect and obey the head of the household. However, in this Kali Yuga, that is the age of despair, they do not listen. They challenge his authority, antagonize, and even abuse him. Everyone is human, but you do not know how to recognize this. There may be 50 people in the household, but because you do not recognize their nature, disputes arise. You need to recognize their differences. If one person in the house complains all the time, then that is his nature. Once you recognize this fact, you need not do anything further. You need not analyze him anymore. Some people have a habit of going to sleep late and some go to bed early. How can they get along? What would happen if they all live together under one roof as a family? Someone in the home may say, You are an idiot. At this time, you should accept the fact that this is the manner in which this person speaks. This is how you adjust. If you return his insult, you will exhaust yourself and the conflict will continue. That person has collided with you. But if you collide with him, then it just goes to prove that you too are blind. I am asking you to understand these differences in the nature of human beings.
Different colors and fragrances of flowers in a garden.
Your home is like a garden. During the times of Satyug, Dwapar and Treta Yug, homes were like farms, that is, people with similar personalities. Some farms had only roses while others had only lilies. Nowadays, homes have become gardens where you find different varieties of flowers, that is, different personalities. No two plants are the same. Should we not examine whether a flower is a rose or a jasmine? In Satyug, if there was a household of a rose, then all the rest were roses. If another house were of jasmine, then all others in the household were jasmine. Today, if everyone in the home were a rose, everyone is alike, then there would not be many problems. But nowadays, these homes are gardens, where one is a rose and another is a jasmine. The rose complains, "Why are you not like me? Look at how white you are, and look at my pretty color." The jasmine will reply, "You're full of thorns." If it is a rose, then of course it will have thorns. And if it is a jasmine, of course it will be white. In this time of Kali Yuga, every plant in the household is so diverse that the house has become a garden. People do not understand this, and that leads to misery. The world does not have this view. No one is bad. These differences of opinion are attributable to egoism. I do not have an ego. Therefore, I have no conflict with the world. I can see that this is a rose, this is a jasmine, this is a moonflower, and this is the flower of a bitter gourd. I recognize all the personalities. These gardens should be appreciated. What do you think?
Dada, you are right.
It's like this. The Prakriti does not change. It has its own qualities and it remains the same. I know and understand each and every Prakriti. I recognize it right away, and therefore I interact with people according to their Prakriti. If you seek to enjoy the sun at noon in midsummer, you will suffer. The winter sun is not as harsh. Once you know the Prakriti of the sun, you can make adjustment for your purpose. I understand Prakriti. So even if you seek to clash with me, I will avoid it. I will not let it happen. Otherwise, both the parties will suffer in the collision. Recognize the Prakriti of everyone in the home. In this Kali Yuga, Prakritis are not homogeneous like a crop in a farm. But today, all these Prakritis exist in the form of a garden, where one is a lily, one a rose, and one a jasmine. All these flowers are fighting, and that is why there are perpetual arguments.